I guess, I believe we went to school, I don't think it was but 9 o'clock. I think from 9 o'clock until 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk home to school, and if you had a boyfriend, he carried your books.
Oh. Okay. How would you greet somebody on Christmas if they came to your house to visit?
Merry Christmas.
And what about at New Year's?
Happy New Year. Isn't that universal?
Some places they say Christmas gift.
Oh yeah, that's
a greeting.
What the slaves used to say.
Mm.
And at Christmas time, all the fathers or workers would come to see him, and they'd say Christmas gift, and he had a wine glass of liquor for every one of them. And a slice of cake. My mother used to make, I guess she'd make about 8 fruit cakes. A whole week would be put into fruit cakes.
Mm.
And each one of them would have a little bit of candy. We used to get a tub of candy, about that deep and about that big around. A tub of candy. Every Christmas, Father would have it sent here. And it'd be just all kinds of little colored candies. I don't see them anymore, but that's the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they would each be given a plate. And a plate, they would have a little wine glass on the plate. And a piece of pound cake and a piece of a fruit cake. And then we had a little cup, we'd dip it in for candy, and they'd see the little colored candies on the plate, very pretty. And each one who came would be given, and they came to the steps like the horses did, but not at the same time. And they would come to the steps, and Father and his daughters would meet them at the steps, anyway, it came long stream from the kitchen to the steps, and the girls would give each one of them a little plate with candy and cake, and oh yes, a fruit, an apple and an orange. I don't know how they got it all on the all on the plate, but we had great big plates, dinner plates, and each one who came and they came at various times, because some of them came from down there. Some of them came from what they called the Mills Village, and the others came from Jewtown. There were two little settlements,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they came from both of those little places, and they all each got the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And what about people who moved into the community from outside somewhere, or?
Well, very few people moved into the community because the mill took up a great large part of it. And then these two little villages that were on the very outskirts of how long, they were there, and the only real neighbors that we had were 7 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody had a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
All of the elite, if you could possibly call them that. Mother belonged to the lady.